You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We're out here live at L.A. Rams, Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams training camp. I, like, you always have to say that, right? You can no longer say, it's like when you're a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Oh, when you're president, right? What is weird, though, about being a Super Bowl champion is they only call you Super Bowl champion until there's a new Super Bowl champion. Whereas you're president, they call you president forever. You ever notice that? Wait, he's not the president anymore. Well, once you're president, you're always president. This is Doug Gottlieb's show, and we got some Roquan Smith for you. I think one of my reasons that I'm so into the Roquan Smith story is I always love the name Roquan Smith. It just sounds like a really good football player's name, and he was a really good football player at Georgia. And so when you hear Roquan Smith wants out of the Chicago Bears, then it grabs your attention a little bit more. I want to add to that discussion that we've had about the New England Patriots. Let's talk some quarterbacks here. Let's start with the Patriots, and then I'll work our way onto the Carolina Panthers. You've heard Colin Cowherd say, we played for you last hour. Colin Cowherd questioning, oh, this feels like a crazy decision to have a failed head coach who was a defensive guy. Actually, you know, Matt Patricia's more defensive guy. Joe Judge was a special teams guy back with the Patriots calling the plays, although Bill Belichick's going to be involved in the offense. Also has never been an offensive coordinator. Here is David Carr, of course, former NFL quarterback, former number one overall pick, brother to Derek Carr, on the NFL Network talking about the Patriots.
He's going to have so much on his plate because, I'll just be honest with you, Joe Judge hasn't done it and Matt Patricia hasn't done it. And Bill Belichick, as great as he is, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time, defense and head coach, he's not an offensive guy. So for me, I'm just really concerned. I'm a quarterback. That's what I do, right? I'm supposed to be concerned for the rookie. If I'm Brian Hoyer, I'm freaking out. Yeah. Someone has to help us. And if they can't figure it out, then that quarterback room has to take ownership.
Okay, so it's interesting that he points out Brian Hoyer. It's really interesting that he mentions the name of a guy like, oh, well, that guy's got to be kind of more involved in the quarterback room. So Joe Judge is the offensive assistant and quarterback's coach. Matt Patricia is the senior football advisor and the offensive line coach. Right? You have Nick Cayley, who's their tight ends coach. Evan Rothstein, who's an offensive assistant. Tyler Hughes is an offensive assistant. Ross Douglas and others. But there is no... There absolutely is no guy who you could sit there and go, well, he's the offensive coordinator. And it feels, and Belichick has said he'll be more involved in offense than other. And they have not done it before. Hey, Brian Hoyer has done it for a long, long time. Now, it doesn't mean that the backup quarterback calls the plays. And I don't think the head coach calls the plays. But I offered this up on social media, and I offered it up again, which is, it's a different way of doing it, no question, right? It's a different way of doing it. Well, by the way, we're watching Sean McVay, who is an offensive guy, and intricately involved in the offense, studying everything about the offense. And remember that one of the things he's done a great job of doing, from Wade Phillips when he first got here, okay, to Brandon Staley, who, of course, left and is now the head coach of the Chargers, is hiring and empowering a defensive staff. And this is his offense is his field of expertise as a former quarterback in his own right and a guy who's been on the offensive side of the ball. But I would also tell you that there's a chance that it works. Right? Like we can't offer up there's a chance that it works because there's a multitude of things. One, even though you wouldn't want your second-year quarterback calling plays, the reason Mac Jones was valuable was his ability to get to the line of scrimmage and get somebody in what they're supposed to be in, his readiness intellectually to play, and that played out where, even though they protected him with a lot of play calling both early and late in the year, he obviously mentally was ahead of the curve. Then you have Brian Hoyer there who's becomes the de facto quarterback coach. I guess, look, do I think that it feels like a winning strategy? It doesn't. It doesn't. I would, you know, if you ask me, do I think this works? Sure don't. But I would also tell you that the Patriots haven't had the conventional wisdom thing of a lot of teams, and they found a way to make it work for a long time. Questioning Bill Belichick about how he does what he does coaching the New England Patriots is like questioning Warren Buffett on how he invests for Berkshire Hathaway. You may make a lot of good points, but that guy has run this thing for a long, long time. All right, then you have the Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold discussion. Now, the obvious part is, hey, you went to trade for Baker Mayfield unless you wanted to play Baker Mayfield. And Sam Darnold did not finish the year well after missing part of the year due to injury. Here's Matt Rhule talking about Baker Mayfield.
He's definitely improving. He gets more and more of a feel for what he can do at the line of scrimmage. And so what he's done in 10 days is pretty impressive, or 10 practices, 11 practices. So he's making really good jumps.
Now, the thing about Matt Rhule is, for the most part, you haven't heard him say anything negative about anybody. Right? And their offensive coordinator has had to go above and beyond to say how impressed he is with Baker Mayfield. maybe because he's impressed with him, or maybe because, you know, when he's coming out of the NFL, coming out in the NFL draft, he's known for saying he didn't think a ton of Baker Mayfield. I think this is going to be fascinating because Darnold was really good when they had Christian McCaffrey last year, and then when they lost Christian McCaffrey, he wasn't. And I'm not sure anybody in the league would be good when they lost Christian McCaffrey on that team last year. So I understand, and there is talk that they're looking to move Darnold, but who's going to take – until somebody gets hurt, nobody's going after Darnold, and Darnold makes too much money to command any sort of trade value or even somebody to pay that sort of money. But I also think that we have to take into context that just because somebody is improving doesn't mean that they're great. That a coach can say, hey, he's improved and he's been impressive. That doesn't mean the other guy's been unimpressive, and that doesn't mean the other guy isn't improving. Because what I heard there was he didn't know the offense. He comes in and he's learning. He's a pretty quick study and he's doing pretty well, all things considered. But all things considered does not mean you're going to be the starting quarterback day one. You won't believe what happened in baseball last night. You won't. Well, maybe you will. You know why? That's baseball. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Well, me, myself, and I. Did I nail that one, Iowa Sam?
No, this is Knee Deep. Was that Parliament? I'll check.
Knee Deep Parliament, yeah. So
a remix.
This was sampled on Me, Myself, and I.
Yes, you're correct.
So I was wrong.
But right.
But sort of right.
Yeah.
Got it. And Parliament is the band, not the cigarette. Ah. I didn't know there were Parliament cigarettes until like, yeah, there we go. You know what? Let's talk some baseball.
It's time for That's Baseball.
This has become, so many people say, I get texts every day from friends that are huge baseball guys going, oh, you won't believe what happened in baseball. I got a great That's Baseball for you. So some of these are contributions of others. We appreciate you. Brothers Edwin and Alexis Diaz did something very rare recently. No, easy with your mind. Edwin, the closer for the Mets, who has an awesome, have you seen his entry, how he enters the stadium?
Great walk-up song.
Had a 3-strikeout inning. Same day as his brother, Reds reliever Alexis, who had a 3-strikeout inning. Only time brothers ever done that same day is Pedro Ramon Martinez. Remember Ramon Martinez?
I do.
How do you explain two guys same womb making it to the majors and striking out the side in the same day? That's baseball. The New York Yankees beat the Mariners last night 9-4. Aaron Judge continues to outpace Roger Maris as he hit his 44th home run of the season. My favorite number. 44th home run last night. The win breaks a 5-game losing streak, their longest losing streak of the season, as they have a double-digit lead in the AL East that shrunk to 9.5 games. How does a team loaded with savages and a guy hit 44 home runs slump in early August? That's baseball. And in the ultimate That's Baseball, remember when the new Padres outfielder said good luck to opposing pitchers in the new Padres lineup? Well, they haven't scored a run since the fourth inning of Saturday's game. That's 24 straight innings without scoring a run. They added Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Brandon Drury, and I'll grant you that Fernando Tatis Jr. is still in the minors, played against San Antonio last night. But how do you not score one stinking run? That's baseball. Let's get to Dan Beyer with an update.
Hello.
Dan, do you go Cracker Jack at a baseball game?
Hello. No, I don't.
So you're at a baseball game.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say something?
Yes.
Padres are absolutely screwed out of a run last night. Absolutely screwed by replay. And in fact, if replay served its purpose and the umpires would have gotten out of their own way and just let a play at home stand, the Padres actually would have beaten the Giants last night by a score of 2-1. But instead,
it's not as good a story, Dan. That's not in the spirit of it. We're
I texted you guys. We should have a that's
did.
BS.
That's BS.
That's I used.
And I was like,
term.
No, it's baseball.
That's
by BS. By the way, whose little brother is playing quarterback for the Rams right now?
Oh, jeez.
Now, how small is he?
He's number 2 on the depth chart.
They love him.
Now, Dan, did the Padres are in your survivor pool this week? Is that what
I'm
sensing?
That's the pick. Yeah. That is the pick.
So, Dan, can you paint the picture for people who didn't see the play?
Okay, so what happens? The Padres down 1-0 in the seventh inning have a shot down the line to left field.
Okay.
And Brandon Drury is on first, and so he's rounding third. Matt Williams sends him home. Play at the plate on the relay from Brandon Crawford. Ump originally calls him safe. Drury's hand slides over home plate. I thought beat the throw, which it did. Upon further review, they're saying Drury's hand was hovering over home plate before he actually touched it, and they said that he was tagged before he was actually touching home plate, therefore overturning the call on the throw home. Runner went to third, and on the next play, Cronenworth hit a fly ball to deep left that would have scored the run, but the play at the plate overturned because they said that Drury's hand was hovering over home plate.
By the way, that Matt Williams, former third baseman for the San Francisco Giants,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's why he sent him. Maybe. I heard that, John.
Held him at third.
Yeah, they held him at third. They get a sack fly to tie it. But, again, if he was safe, they go up 2-1. All right. Right now in Major League Baseball, Royals and White Sox playing a doubleheader.
Dan,
that's
baseball.
Baseball.
That's baseball.
That's BS. 2-1 Royals in game one of a doubleheader against the White Sox. You find out they're not going to have Tim Anderson for 4 to 6 weeks because of a torn ligament in his hand. Chris Sale done for the season for the Red Sox.
Is that the Tim Anderson who's the new Jackie Robinson?
That would be Tim Anderson, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
That would be Tim Anderson. Elsewhere, the National Football League, Roger Goodell asked today about the appeal of the suspension handed down by Sue Robinson. And Goodell said that they decided it was the right thing to do, felt they had all the evidence. He was also asked about the league's appeal and when that might come down.
Obviously, as you know, I'm not hearing that. So that's a decision that Peter Harvey will make, and his time came.
So Goodell does not know when Peter Harvey will rule on the NFL's appeal.
Sure, he's got no idea.
Yeah, that's probably it's definitely out of the blue on all this. Bears.
Peter Harvey. It's Peter Harvey's world. They'll tell me when.
Paul Harvey. That's what. Good day.
Good day. And that's the rest of the story.
Bears linebacker Roquan Smith. I don't know. Is that even a good Paul Harvey, John?
I'm not sure.
Close. Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. Requested a trade from the team, saying the new front office doesn't value him. Smith is entering the final year of his rookie deal. Says the team did not negotiate in good faith during talks this offseason. Now he wants to be blown out of the Windy City.
That's the rest of the story.
Oh, very nice.
Good
day. Really good.
And Serena Williams, in a first-person account with Vogue magazine, doesn't say retirement, but very likely the U.S. Open will be her final event as a professional tennis player.
Why won't she say retirement?
She doesn't like the word. She wants evolution. She's moving on to different things.
But you're retiring from tennis, right? No, I'm just not playing anymore. That means you're retiring from it. You're not going to do it because you're a little bit older and you're moving on to new things. Nope. That's like, have you seen this in the WNBA, how they have the, what is it? They've divorced the contract, a contract divorce. Instead of terminating a contract, the contract's divorced.
Really?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's happened twice.
Jeez.
Like, it's okay to say I got cut. It's okay to say people get fired.
That's right.
You know? And people do retire.
I've got a saying that I've wanted to use for a while.
Get
fired. What do you think about that? I just wanted a woof from John, and I got one. Good day.
And that's the rest of the story. You got anything else?
Oh, so good.
Anything else? No? Yes? No?
No. Everybody 45 and older are laughing. 45 and younger are like, huh? What?
I don't know 45. I think Paul Harvey.
He went a little longer.
You'll get some 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Maybe some late 30s. Everybody else is like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Anything else?
Well, there is the internet, by the way, just FYI, because anybody wants to check any information out. Right? We act like nobody can find any of this stuff out. Like, Paul Harvey, guess we can't figure that one out. Like, no, go to the
Yeah, but still, you can research it, you don't really understand.
Yeah.
You search YouTube Harvey, and you're going to get Family Feud clips up the yin-yang. So make sure you put Paul Harvey.
Thank God for the internet.
Yeah. I do think that Steve Harvey's really good on Family Feud.
Yes.
Great comedic time.
You'd think they have 5 hours of it on Game Show Network from like 6 to 11. Maybe it's not that much. Maybe it ends at 10, but yeah. Full block. Go to the... There it is. All right. Top 8 answers on the board. Places at Rams camp where John would make whoopee with Suzanne.
Oh, come on now.
Can I see... midfield.
There it is. All right.
Good answer. Good answer. Geez. Good answer. Good answer. All right, JC. John Robinson.
I want to go. How about the Bren Center?
There it is.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
Very specific.
You're indoors, too.
So. How about the end zone?
Oh.
No!
No! No! She will not be allowing it in the end zone.
She's allowed in the end zone way too many times.
She prefers the safety. Yes, that's all right, Jason. Couple answers on the board. Okay. You got 3 answers on the board.
Porta potty.
Show me porta potty.
No! God.
Again, top 8 answers. Where okay. John and Suzanne would make whoopee at Rams camp.
Right here on the desk, under the awning, in the shade, just off the football fields.
There
yeah,
it is.
There we go.
Gotta stay right, cool. Hey, gotta hey, stay
hey,
cool.
Hey, hey, hey. all right, let's top answer the board. We got 2 more answers on the board. Dan, what do you have?
How about on the table, under the awning, in the shade, with Bert setting up his equipment?
Oh, hey.
No!
No, thank God. It's okay, Bert. I know. It's all right, Bert.
Oh. we're gonna go over to the Stewarts, the Stewart family.
Okay, I got it.
You got what is it? One to win?
The other team has just flashed you an X, like they're ready to steal.
They're ready to steal. Yeah, they're Stewart like, family got, gets a chance to steal. Stewart got, family gets a chance to steal here.
I've got high up on the coach's crane what we call the Brian Kelly crane.
Oh, God. Jeez. There goes the fun.
He and John and Suzanne have a very dark...
The game is over.
You could have called it the Mile High Club. That's, you know, like, that's what you could have called it.
The game is over.
Yeah, the game is over.
What happens when both teams lose on that? It rolls over. The points roll over to the next game, right?
No, they go to a tiebreaker where it's just, like, one obvious answer. So
No. What Doug's saying is if the family that it goes to doesn't get it right, then it goes to the first family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the overall.
They win with the points?
I thought you meant the overall game.
Yeah. No, then they have the tiebreaker, and then they have
Fast Money.
What is it called? Fast Money?
Yep.
Yeah, Fast Money, and for Price is Right, it's Showcase Showdown, right?
Which, by the way, Fast Money has not increased in 50 years. It's still $5 a point. It was $5 a point with Richard Dawson, and it's still $5 a point today.
Jeez.
Inflation.
Yeah. Well, when you only get 150 points, you're like $5 a point, that's $750. You're great. Split 5 ways. This is awesome.
Yep. Here's $25. Thanks for playing.
Yes.
You're like, that doesn't even fill up my gas tank anymore. Yes. Great show, though, right? In the pantheon of game shows. Okay, in the pantheon of game shows. Where is Family Feud?
Top 3.
I'd say top 5.
Top 5, yeah.
Price is Right, Family Feud.
I mean,
you guys aren't going, let's make a deal. Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, yeah.
I love Jeopardy. So
Jeopardy's allowed to be in there, right? It's very different. It's very, very smart show. So it doesn't feel like the dumbed down Price is Right, guessing on a can of corn sort of thing. You have won a brand new car, right? So those are the 4. Who's the 5th? By the way, we can't say Mount Rushmore. Jalen Rose said Can't say Mount Rushmore anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, because it's offensive.
Honestly, like, if you're talking about game shows, like, man, those have the you know, the test of time. But, you know, Millionaire was great. I don't like the new versions of Pyramid and Press Your Luck. Those are some staples.
What was the one, No Emmys?
That was Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck. I like Pressure. I like the old Press Your Luck.
Yeah,
right?
With Peter Tamarkin. Yeah.
Love that.
R.I.P.
Love that. Celebrity. What's the one with the where the celebrities are all sitting up there, and Hollywood Square.
Oh, yes.
Hollywood Square. There's been times where that's been very funny. Very funny.
What about Match Game? Match Game PM.
Yes.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah, with, absolutely.
Gene Rayburn.
What about the dating game?
Oh.
Right? Remember the dating game?
So do we consider the dating game and what was that, Love Connection? Do we consider those game shows or?
I don't know. That's a hard one. What do you think, Dan Byer?
Their own genre.
Not
Dan,
Love
you are
Connection.
A game show expert.
Love Connection was a great show. You want to go out on a date again? Who'd the audience pick? Oh, man. I didn't like it as a kid. I love it now. Watching some old clips, magnificent.
I think the game shows have to be more game shows. Let's just be honest. Like, I even struggle, honestly, to put Jeopardy in a game show because it's so much smarter than a game show. It feels like game show feels like Price is Right. Game show feels like Family Feud. Game show feels like Let's Make a Deal. Those feel like game shows.
The game show that I love and I have so much respect for is Deal or No Deal. And it was you know, crazy, what, 15 years ago? But there's no right answers. There's just picking numbers. And it is, I find it truly fascinating on the decisions people make in that game.
Yeah.
And it's all it is a guess. And I think that it is so simple. That's what makes it so great.
I would completely and totally agree with you. It's simplicity and execution, as my brother's old boss, Mike Montgomery, used to tell him. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You know what's interesting? So we're here at the Rams training camp. We're watching them work out. I do have a – you guys have seen the padding thing. I like to call them the Ninja Turtle tops that they put, and every player has to wear it. Is it 10 practices, Byer? Do you guys know the numbers on this? Every player in the NFL has to wear it, I believe, their first 5 or 10 practices. And they're trying to do studies as to whether or not, you know, it helps with concussions in practice. And high schools around the country have this. I guess my question is, if it does help in terms of the amount of impact on a football player, even a small amount, like, shouldn't high schools be wearing these things, like, immediately? And it feels like a no-brainer because you can also, one, you can put your brand on it, whatever, but you can also sell the rights to it, right? Like, have you seen these, what I'm talking about, Byer, in the, I don't know exactly what they're called. They're, like, padded.
Yes.
They look like Teenage Ninja Turtle padding on it.
Yeah, and some of it I thought as well was because of the linemen. Remember, they didn't want quarterbacks to throw and hit a hand on a helmet. And so it's not only for the contact that the linemen are making, but it also is good for the quarterback to not break his thumb on a follow-through in training camp. So I know Robert Saleh wasn't a huge fan. He was just saying that there could be drawbacks, that maybe these things are giving players false hope, and once those shells come off, you know, it's a problem. But I encourage the less hits that you can take to the head, even if it's a week and a half. Yeah, yeah.
The better, right? Like, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, and you get, and I've had football people reach out to me because I put that out on social media like a week ago. Like, hey, like, have we thought about, like, maybe making this, especially in high school football, right? Like, if you want pro football to be helmet, and I don't think you do, but if there's any study that shows, like, hey, this helps, that high school players should be wearing. Because my fear, and I love, my son's played tackle football. My son has played tackle football twice. I played tackle football as a kid. I'm not an anti-football guy. But my fear is that at some point in time, all there has to be is a class action lawsuit against the state of California because a couple of kids feel like their health was harmed based upon playing a couple years of high school football. And the thing goes away. And now we're left with some sort of AAU club variety sport, whereas high school football is the best, right? Like, I got a buddy whose son I think is going to be named the starting quarterback of a pretty prestigious high school program, Servite High School. And he's like, next Friday night we play in Rancho Cucamonga. That's a schlep. I'm like, dude, I'd love to go and watch a kid get his first start, you know? And my high school, Tustin High School, they arch rival Foothill, they play the second week of the season. Like, I haven't been to a Tustin Foothill game in a long time, over 25 years, right? Like, cool to go and take your kids. I don't want that to go away. So my point is, I'm not one of these people trying to attack the problem and saying it's a reason to eliminate it. But if this can allow guys to have old school football hits and not see the damage of yesteryear, all the better. All the better. And I don't football guy kind of pushes back against it. Even like a Robert thought, well, there could be downside. Or there could be the upside of guys don't sustain concussions in the preseason. Check out the latest lines of World of Sport at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hey, we were talking about game shows. And if we're considering dating shows a game show, did you guys all watch the YouTube of our guy Jay Stu on Blind Date back in the day?
I watched half of it.
Just a half?
Yeah. Well, you guys
the
were.
The second half was the best part.
I was doing a show last night while you guys were texting me. So
I was laughing so hard because Jason was clearly playing a role. And the woman he was on a date with did not know he was playing a role. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. Ramos, did you watch it?
I was like Dan. I watched the beginning part, and then I had to do something else. I'll go back and finish it off.
I think in both of these guys' defense, it is 7.5 minutes.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's a long time to expect a coworker to devote to you being on national TV. I give them both a pass. But no, it was one of those things where she arrived on the show with the agenda to get discovered and be famous. You could tell her agent or what have you was like, you know, do Blind Date, maybe somebody will put you on a better show. And she did go on to another reality show and win it. Paradise Hotel it was called. But she was there to be famous, and I was there to be a giant jackass and entertain a bunch of male radio listeners. So neither of our goals were to connect or fall in love or anything like that. And that was made pretty clear from the very second she saw me. Not in the air.
What year was this?
This is what, 2003 maybe?
So 2003. Was Jim Rome at the peak of his powers then? Or was that early?
I think
90s?
That was right when we were right in the middle of greatness. And probably our most visible.
Yeah. And then did Rome get you the spot on the show?
No, Roger Lodge, I'm sure you know Roger.
Yeah.
He listened every day. He was the one at some point who contacted us and said, I've noticed this Jay Stu guy is a single guy, seems to be up for anything. Would he want to be on Blind Date? And I'm always up for that stuff, frolicking and being a jackass. So I had no problems signing up for that.
So how long before it aired did the date actually occur?
Probably maybe 3 to 4 months, I guess, if I remember right.
Yeah. And then did you tell everybody and anybody that it was coming on?
See, we promoted the crap out of the show, which was genius of Roger Lodge. So we promoted it on the air, but what I didn't kind of realize is that other people just didn't listen to the show. So there were women in the Premier Radio building who had heard I was going to be on, and then they saw it completely out of context. There was my grandmother and women in my family who watched it. So if you watch it out of context and you didn't know that I was kind of being playing a role, you probably just walk away thinking, what a jerk that guy is.
Mm. It's outstanding. We'll put it up on IG. I believe, probably not today, maybe tomorrow we'll play you a portion of it. Because it's really, really good. Ramos, you just have to invest 7.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Seven minutes. Okay. Well, I invested 2 minutes of it, just not the full. I was driving when he sent the text. So I apologize.
You were home. You just forgot when you got home?
Yeah. It was a lot of Doug, there was a lot from you and Dan and and Jason. There's a ton of text here.
And thanks, guys, for listening to 0 minutes of my show last night with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Zero.
Well, there was a Dodger game, Dan.
It's a Dodger game.
No, there wasn't.
Not a Dodger game. Not a Dodger game. It's Gottlieb versus Ramos, another epic clash. And name that quarterback. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. He led the world in receptions last year and just happened to win a Super Bowl. Got a new contract in the offseason. He's Cooper Kupp of the LA Rams. He joins us live on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live at LA Rams training camp. How are you?
I'm good.
Longest season ever, as you point out to me. 17 games, never been done before. And, of course, you guys fight your way in the Super Bowl, play in a home game Super Bowl, and win the Super Bowl. What's the offseason been like?
Yeah, man, it's been fast. It's been fast. Like you said, longest football season ever. But you got to be just efficient in how you kind of handle that offseason. How did you schedule the work that you needed to get done, the recovery you had to schedule in there? And at the end of the day, it's all about being ready for, you know, that first game. So, the training staff, Sean, the coaching staff, they all did a great job trying to be able to program things in the offseason to allow us to get there.
There was a Cooper Kupp drive that won you guys the Super Bowl, right? And, like, you know, obviously, OBJ goes down. Higbee didn't dress, right? You guys are down dudes. And it becomes, we got to get the ball to Cooper. And everyone in the stadium, everybody watching internationally and nationally knows it's going to you. And yet, the Cincinnati Bengals were unable to stop you. Take me through that drive. What's the play that you have the most pride in being able to get open?
Okay, well, you want me to take you through the drive first?
Sure. Okay, let's do it.
What's the 12 questions you want me to start with?
Okay, that was a lot. That was all a terrible right. question. I appreciate you calling me out. That's completely and totally fair.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
first down.
All right. No, well, I'm not going to take you through all 15 plays of the drive.
We got time.
No, we're not going to do that.
People love when you do that breakdown.
Yeah, no, we're not doing
okay.
that. But we did. We got. You know, we start off with an easy completion. We're able to get the kind of just get the, you know, get things moving. I feel like that's kind of been our thing. We get something positive and be able to just kind of get up on the ball and go. And I think Sean did a good job of, you know, keeping us up tempo, being able to keep the Bengals from being able to get in, set some of their rushes, set some of the stuff they've been doing on third downs. Especially, and kept them in zone in a lot of those calls, and were able to kind of matriculate the ball down the field there a little bit.
Whoa, you went old school Hank Stram on me.
I mean, I think, you know, everyone knows the play that, you know, Matthew Stafford did. Matthew did a great job manipulating coverage and no looks to that ball as we're getting across midfield. I think that's kind of probably the biggest play of that drive, and being able to get a good chunk play there.
So what is that play called?
I can't tell you the play.
Can't tell you the play?
I can't tell you the play call. But, but I do know what the play was, but I know I can't tell you what the
okay,
play
so
call
you,
was.
Okay, so you know but you know it's coming to you.
I have a good idea it's coming to me. We get the safety rolling down in a buzz rotation. He did a good job playing it from depth, and that's why Matthew had to do, you know, what he did and be able to look him off like that. You can see as he's kind of letting the ball go, he's throwing it right where that safety was dropping down to, and was just kind of trying to end up in that right spot. And Matthew just made an incredible play on that one.
What do you say to yourself, like, in, you know, you're lining up, you're reading coverage, you know what you're supposed to do. Do you have a word? Do you have something you say to yourself? Because, like, you know, so many wide receivers, we always tell kids, you know, catch the ball first, right? Don't worry about it. Do you have anything that you are trigger words to yourself or thoughts to yourself when you're about to catch football?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's really – being in, I have a very, very calm mind and just try to be in that moment. Take it for what it is, just like it would be out here at practice lining up. It's just, you know, seeing the coverage, having a plan for how I want to go about my route, knowing where I want to end up at the end of this thing, kind of getting a feel for where I think the ball might end up or where the spots in the defense are that he might be looking at. And, it's really just being in that moment, having a state of mind that allows me just to be in that place of being able to adapt and move.
How do you do that, though? I mean, that sounds really easy sitting here. Super Bowl, 90,000 people, 150 million watching worldwide. Everybody knows the ball is coming to you. How do you maintain kind of that state?
I think it's a preparation in your process. When you prepare the right way, when you've done everything you can, when I step onto the field, my work's been done. I've prepared and allowed myself to be in that place where I can be completely confident and at peace with all the work that I've done to get there. And whatever happens after that, I can be good. I can be good with myself and know that I've done everything I can to put myself in a place where I can be successful. And you know, this is football. You're playing against some incredibly talented athletes and great coaches. There's things that aren't going to go your way, and you have to be okay with that. And as long as I can look back at it and say my process was right. My preparation and everything I put into it was there, and I enjoyed that process so much. It's not about the end result at the end of that day, then. It's about being about that and enjoying that time. When I finally do get to that place to be able to go make those plays, it's just, you know, trusting your preparation, trusting that process, and allowing yourself to be free in those moments.
How has your life changed considering, look, it hadn't always been easy for you, right? Like, you wouldn't have gone to Eastern, you know, if things were easy for you. You're still a third-round pick despite the fact you killed it when you're in college. And you've had to earn every bit of the respect that you've gained to get to the absolute mountaintop, to win the Super Bowl, and be as big, if not, you know, the biggest part of winning the Super Bowl. What has changed in your life and your perspective since winning the big game?
I don't know. I mean... Really, after the game, things kind of go back. It just goes back to life. You know, I've got two kids at home. They don't know what you just did. You know, they don't know what the Super Bowl means or anything like that. They know I'm dad. And, I'm 2 days after the Super Bowl, I'm back to changing diapers, waking up with the boys, and, enjoying being around my family. You know, things don't change just because you accomplish something like that. You know, I try to stay to my roots, stay rooted in who I am, and, get back to work and be able to go pursue something great again.
Yeah, but you're a wide receiver. Okay, you're supposed to, even you though you got the contract extension, you're supposed to want more. You're supposed to be flamboyant. You're like the opposite of what is perceived to be the typical wide receiver. You realize that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, though. I mean, you put that on. I know I get that put on me a lot, but yeah. I think I look around the league right now. I mean, there's a lot of guys that go about their business the right way. You know, I think that the old stigma of what, you know, some receivers have been, I don't think that really sticks anymore. I mean, look at the guys around the league that have just been, you know, team guys and about this.
Well, listen, obviously you've been a team guy. Congrats on the new contract. Even bigger congrats on your family and the success in the football field. Can't wait to see you out there. Obviously not this weekend, but week one of the season.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, the great Cooper Kupp joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Our thanks to the LA Rams, to Cooper, to Les Snead for joining us. Thanks to you for listening. Live from Super Bowl champion Rams camp, this is the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States.
In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.